Did you know we love podcasts with mythical monsters, heroes, and gods? One of our favorites is Live from Mount Olympus, an adventure podcast for tweens and families of all ages. The new season tells a story of war, fate, friendship, betrayal, a heist, and a titan who played with fire. You don't want to miss the myth of Prometheus. Tune in to Live from Mount Olympus, wherever you get your podcasts.
What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're bringing you the next chapter of the MC Detective Agency. You're going to meet a literal boatload of pirates in a minute, but first I want to remind you that it's about time for What If World to elect a new president. So get your grown-ups' permission and email us at whatifworldpodcast@gmail.com or call our voicemail at 205-605-WHAT. That's 9428, toll-free in the U.S. And let us know which candidate you would pick. We'll narrow it down from there, have a new presidential debate, and let you vote online to determine the victor, or get your grown-up to vote for you. All right, without further ado, let's start learning about chemistry and pirates by jumping into our next chapter of the MC Detective Agency. Kids Chemical Solutions presents the MC Detective Agency. File 3, The Case of the Pillaging Pirates. Chapter 7, Follow the Red Dotted Road. Written by Colleen Kelly, PhD. Adapted and produced by Eric O'Keefe. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Grownups, how is your social battery today? Are you totally drained, desperate for a hang, maybe somehow both? For me, I call those moments weeknights. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or you need some more alone time? BetterHelp helps me stay self-aware so I don't get stretched too thin by saying yes to everything, an issue I've sometimes struggled with. Therapy has taught me to take better care of myself and set some healthy boundaries, and it can empower you to live a better life, no matter where you are on the journey. BetterHelp is online, so I don't have to sit in LA traffic, which I think is the opposite of therapy. Just fill out a quick questionnaire, and they match you with a licensed therapist. Easy. Then you can switch therapists anytime for no charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatifworld today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatifworld. Now back to the show.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust? You need Shopify for retail. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Shopify's sleek, reliable POS hardware takes every major payment method and looks fabulous at the same time. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lifestyle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lifestyle to take your retail business to the next level today.
When last we left our heroes, Poppy and Ray, they'd taxi time traveled to the Caribbean in the year 1707. The dread pirate, Chlorine Clive, was out to steal a treasure of 1 million electrons. He'd also taken the Lady Xenon captive. Poppy and Ray got taxi wrecked on a mysterious island where they met a talking crab named Kay. The kids have a lot to learn about ions and ionic compounds if they're going to save the day. As Poppy, Ray, and Kay rush off toward the treasure, we open on Clive and his crew aboard their ship, the Grand Anion. As we meet the pirates, you'll notice all their names relate to an element on the periodic table. If you are set up with your own periodic table, you can try to find the elements as you listen. If not, just enjoy the story and take out your periodic table next time.
All right, me misfit crew. Sound off like a bunch of tough pirates who aren't afraid of anything except me,
said Captain Chlorine Clive. He was a cloud of chlorine gas with a human's face and arms, albeit green and gaseous. He had a black captain's hat and a hook hand rusted by his own chlorine. Instead of a parrot perched on his shoulder, there stood his first mate, Salty Nat. She was a tiny gray box of the silvery soft metal known as sodium. Her face held a permanent scowl, and she kept two shards of solid sodium strapped to her back as cutlasses.
First mate Salty Nat here. Now the rest of you lily-livered scallywags better sound even scarier than me.
Just not too scary, 'cause I'm the scariest, of course.
Flow here. Ready to vacuum up electrons, Captain. But slightly fewer than you, of course,
said Florine Flo. She was a stout little yellow-green figure, like a vacuum cleaner with stubby arms and legs. She wore a classic red headband, and her wide mouth was at the end of a long trunk. Flo used her vacuum-like mouth to hose up treasure or electrons with equal alacrity.
It's me, also, Sue Giadine Rar.
For the 100th time, Sue, it's R or Yar. It's never Rar. You'd think a giant sushi man wrapped in seaweed would know more about nautical stuff.
Nar.
Nar works too.
So what's the mission there, boss?
Asked Oxygenago Montoya, also known as Big Ox. He was, as you might expect, a big ox. Only he was light blue and wore a deep blue bandana, eye patch, and sash.
Oxygenago Montoya, you're not one of the Group 7 gang.
Well, neither Salty Nat there or my pal Rusty Red here, but we can still buckle a swash or wag a scally with the best of them.
And a two-headed donut-shaped person with a big hole at their center clambered on the deck. Rusty Red's donut body was bright red iron on one half, and rusty red iron on the other, but both halves were pirate through and through.
Is it true what Ox says about ye, Rusty Red? Are ye pirate enough for me crew?
Aye,
said Red.
Well, their story checks out. Now here's the job. Our spy here, Nat, says this island's got a treasure full of metals like gold and silver.
Yar.
And you all know what metals are good for?
Spending on goods and services?
What? No! Get your head in the game, Sue Shiodine! Metals have extra electrons, and we're gonna take them all!
Clive's gaseous body rippled with villainous laughter until...
Excuse me, Captain?
What?
Well, I may look like a big ox, and also it's my name, but I've learned to listen to my body, and I can only eat two of them there electrons at a time, see?
That's really great, Ox, said Sue Shiodine, the sushi man. Maybe all of us need to build a healthier relationship with electric.
Enough! We have pillaging to do. Now where's our captive, Lady Xenon, Princess of Inertia?
I keep telling you, I'm not your captive. I was already headed in that direction when you picked me up. I'm more like your passenger,
said Lady Xenon. She was a blue-gray octo-maid with a seashell tiara and 8 octopus arms where a human's legs might be.
We don't take passengers, only prisoners. Now get back into your bindings. Please.
I mean, they are pretty cozy, but I'm part octopus, part noble gas. You know there's no way to tie me up, right?
But Lady Xenon humored the captain by slipping back into the pile of ropes she'd left on the deck.
It matters not, princess. Your father, Lord Argon, King of the Noble Gases, has until the next full moon to come up with 1 million electrons to free you.
Hey, boss, I thought the 1 million electrons was in the chest on the island.
Well, maybe I want 2 million electrons. Ever think of that?
Yes, about that. Me and my true love, Sir Carbon, were planning to meet on this island and claim the electrons for my people. So he's probably going to thwart you any minute now.
What? First those green kids and their weird yellow ship get to the island before us. Now I've got to contend with the man in black.
Ahoy, aho, there you go,
said Ox, who was looking out from the crow's nest.
That there's a man in black if I ever seen one.
Ooh, he's riding a big black seahorse toward the island. He makes Carbon look cool.
Carbon is cool, my dear Oxen. And never you fear, Lady Xenon. I'll be back to save you as soon as I've secured the treasure.
Echoed Sir Carbon, rather forcefully, as he rode by atop a giant seahorse, his cape flaring and his armor shining.
No hurry, my love. We'll find each other when the forces of inertia bring us together again.
Oh, no, ye won't. Big Ox, swim to the island while we bring in the ship. The man in black won't be able to get past a beast like ye.
Sure thing, boss. Mind if I take Red Dare with me? Dear my transportation, you know,
said Ox, pointing to his donut-shaped friend, Rusty Red.
Fine, just be quick about it.
Ox tossed Rusty Red overboard, and the hollow ring of iron floated gracefully after the splash. Then, Oxygenago Montoya grabbed an oar and jumped into Rusty Red's donut hole. Using the two-headed pirate as a flotation device/boat, he quickly paddled toward the shore, gaining on Sir Carbon and the seahorse.
Yeah, how's a pirate supposed to keep up with all these seahorses and donut boats?
Maybe if we use some of our silver and gold to buy a faster ship, Captain.
That's enough out of you, Sue. We collect metals for their extra electrons, and you know it.
Sorry, Clive, I don't know what I was thinking.
Big Ox was paddling with all his might, but he couldn't catch up with the man in black.
Hey, Red, you know how you always carry around 2 extra electrons? Well, all this paddling's making me awful hungry.
And Rusty Red fed their 2 extra electrons to Ox with an amiable
"Thar."
Oh, thanks, that was delicious.
And the newly nourished Ox flew across the water, reaching the shore at the same time as Sir Carbon.
Do you really think you can defeat me, Oxen? Don't you know I'm the 6 electron man?
Huh?
Ox couldn't hear Sir Carbon over the waves.
I said you'll never defeat the 6 electron man.
What's that there?
Now Ox was noisily shaking and splashing as he tried to squeeze out of Rusty Red's donut hole.
It's one of my several nicknames, the 6 electron...
Interception?
No, Do you need some help?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. All those electrons really filled me up, I guess.
Quite.
But once I'm free, I'm gonna have to wrestle you down and tie you up. Captain's orders, eh?
Yes, well, one thing at a time, I suppose.
And after several long minutes of pushing and squirming, Big Ox was finally free of Rusty Red, his iron donut friend.
Much better, thanks. Now, what were you saying? You got 6 extra coupons?
No! I'm the 6 electron man!
All my life I've been searching for the 6 electron man. My name is Oxygenago Montoya. You spilled my father. Prepare to fly.
Pardon?
My father. He was a jar of air, but then you spilled him. He got everywhere.
Oh, I'm sorry, old chap.
And he wants me to make you fly just like he does.
Sounds delightful.
Oh yeah, he hated being stuck in that jar. But you know, you look a little heavy for flying.
I am made of solid carbon.
I know. Why don't I switch sides and help you instead?
You would
do that?
Anything for the 6 electron man. You spilled my father.
And just to be clear, spilling him was a good thing?
You betcha. Plus, chlorine Clive's kind of a meanie, you know?
I can only imagine. Which is why we must find the treasure first and share its riches with the people.
But what about them kids I spied before ya?
There are children on the island?
Oh, sure. Green ones, even.
Strange.
Not really. I'm blue and my friend's red.
Yarr.
No, I mean it's strange they're here at all. The timing is so implausible, it makes me question the very nature of our reality.
Uh-oh, I just got stuck back inside this hollowed-out donut.
You're right. There's no time for doubt.
I said donut.
We've got to find those kids before it's too late.
No problem. We'll just use the treasure map.
Remarkable, old boy. This will help us predict Clive's next move and stay one step ahead.
And Rusty Red held up the map they'd taken from Clive's ship. And this was an actual pirate treasure map. Not our usual treasure map in this series, the periodic table of elements.
Okay, so look here. That's us by the water there.
Wait, how are we on the map?
Magic?
But this is supposed to be a story about science.
Oh, well then, science.
That's better.
An ox pointed back to the map.
Now here's Captain Clive's ship there, the Grand Anion.
Ah yes, because nonmetals are always negative when they form an ion, and they are called anions. Chlorine is a nonmetal, thus Captain Clive—
Actually, it used to be called the Grand Antlion, but a few letters faded.
Oh.
Clive really needs to fix the ship.
Well, does the map have any clues as to where the treasure lies? Maybe we'll find the children on the way.
Oh, sure. See right there. We just have to follow the red dotted road.
What? Give me that map.
Sure,
said Red, handing over the map with a shrug. Now, you're probably wondering where Poppy, Ray, and Kay have been this whole time. Truth be told, they hadn't gotten far.
Ugh, my surflops keep getting sand in them,
said Ray, the taller of the two green-skinned siblings.
Of course they're sandy, Ray, they're sandals,
said Poppy, holding Kay the crab in a wooden lunchbox while she waited for her brother.
No, Poppy, they're the latest in podiatric surf tech.
And this is the sixth time you've stopped to shake sand out of them, Ray, just take them off.
And let pirates steal my invention?
Pirates steal treasure, Ray. Like the one we're supposed to find until you got us lost.
I don't know, little sis,
said Ray, reminding Poppy that she was the younger twin by a couple of minutes.
These red dotted lines probably lead to the treasure. Or don't you know anything about treasure maps?
Ray, our periodic table is an amazing work of math and science, but it's not a real pirate map.
No, Poppy, just look.
And Poppy followed Ray's finger, which was pointing to an actual red dotted line in the sand.
Wow. This case could not get any stranger.
Oh no! We're being chased by a giant blue ox wearing a two-headed donut person as a belt!
What an oddly specific joke.
Plus a pirate with one of those skinny mustaches, so you know they're bad.
Oh, you're serious? It must be Chlorine Clive's crew. Let's pick up the pace.
Hang on, I just need to shake out these sandals. Surflops.
Back at the shoreline. The Grand Anion had weighed anchor. Clive and his crew of Group 7 Elements disembarked with their captive, the Princess of Inertia.
Not a captive. I was already headed this way. I'm more of a chaperone,
said the Princess, Lady Xenon.
No, no, no! Pirates don't need chaperones,
complained Chlorine Clive, slashing the air with his hook hand in frustration.
Pirates need loot and plunder!
And supervision, clearly. Now please stop waving that rusty hook.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, Pass,
said Salty Nat from atop Clive's shoulder.
Hi, Nat. Have ye spotted the treasure? Or at least someone I can yell at who won't yell back?
Not sure. Looks like Rusty Red and Axe are running off with Sir Carbon.
How chummy do they look?
Chum? They don't look like fish at all, boss.
Huh?
And Florine Flo sniffed the air with her hose of a nose.
Uh-oh. Smells like they are in cahoots, sir.
They're flying on owls!
Cahoots, said Sue Shiodine. This crew needs a dictionary.
Would this aviary be for the owls?
No, Captain, a dictionary. But before Sue Shiodine could explain what a dictionary was, Nat gave the captain's ear a tug.
They're gone, boss.
Of course they are. Everyone but me has a giant owl or magic seahorse or floating donut. How are we ever gonna catch up?
Maybe we just follow the red dotted line, sir?
Oh, Sue, if only it were that easy.
And Salty Nat gave Clive's ear another tug, pointing toward Lady Xenon, who was following a trail of red dashes.
Line ho!
Shouted Clive, racing to catch up with his chaperone.
Captive!
Whatever.
Will Clive ever catch up with the man in black? Will the man in black ever catch up with Poppy and Ray? What will the kids find at the end of the red dotted road? Find out all of this and more in the exciting conclusion of File 3.
This concludes the MC Detective Agency, File 3, The Case of the Pillaging Pirates, Chapter 7, Follow the Red Dotted Road.
Dr. Colleen Kelly has created this chemistry comic book series to help elementary school students master concepts often taught at the college level. These comic books are presented by Kids Chemical Solutions and can be found at kidschemicalsolutions.com.
All right, my scientists, I hope you enjoyed the latest chapter in this comic book adaptation. As usual, we've included a free link to a periodic table in our show notes. And this special periodic table shows the common anions and cations that'll help you when learning about ions and ionic compounds. As for What If World, you can subscribe wherever you listen and leave a rating and review. Some kids even like to include their questions as part of their review. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Dr. Colleen Kelly for making these episodes possible and supporting my show, my producer, Miss Lynn, and all you scientists out there who know there are many different kinds of treasures if you know where to look. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend, Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. Three rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.